It's the summer of 1978 in Oneida County. Shadow Dancing is the number one song on Billboard's top 100 list, and Ed Phoebus is 15 years old. He's driving his grandfather around town, without a license, mind you, and his grandfather has an interesting request. Drive him to the movie set of a film. He snagged a role as an extra.
I mean, he might have been in other scenes, but they got cut. But the one scene, you know, it's after the lady screams, standing next to the car. I think it's Gloria DeHaven screaming next to the car.
A creature from the bog.
Gloria DeHaven was just one of the Hollywood stars that came to Oneida County that summer in 78. Bog the movie also starred Aldo Ray and Marshall Thompson. Overall, it's a pretty obscure movie about a lake monster who is awakened with a taste for human blood. A local sheriff and biologist, among others, spend the whole movie trying to stop the monster.
You know what it is?
Well, there's always been a lot of stories about that lake.
It was shot in and around Harshaw, Minocqua, and Lake Tomahawk, but it wasn't widely released or particularly well-liked.
They had a really good time. I could tell you, that's the one thing I remember, is they were having a really good time in all the places up here. You imagine people like of that caliber coming up here back then. There was stuff up here, but it was still kind of backwoods and stuff like that. And
the way the movie ended up being shot in the Northwoods is still a bit of a mystery. Phoebus says it mostly happened because of a cinematographer that lived on Bearskin Lake at the time.
He had all these autographed pictures in his basements and all these, you know, awards and stuff. But he's the one that convinced them to come up here and do a movie. He didn't have any input on what movie or anything like that.
Phoebus has shown the film a few times locally to people interested, but otherwise he hasn't thought about Bog too much for the last 40 years. Then, a few years back, he met possibly the biggest fan of the film ever.
So we were running a resort. He was doing research, so he came to the resort that they actually filmed some of the movie in. I think I had the disc and stuff like that, and his eyes just lit up. And he started talking to me about it. He gets all crazy, and I was like, wait a second.
Possibly the biggest fan of Bog is Todd Brown, so much so that he's put together a 40th anniversary screening of Bog this Saturday, August 18th, at Roman Cinema in Rhinelander. Brown says growing up in Ohio, he and his friends would watch Bog over and over again.
I think I was 16 the first time I saw it. It was my first exposure to like a truly awful movie.
Brown has done a lot of research on the movie, and he says many of those involved never even saw the finished product, including the director Don Kiesler, who Brown tracked down one day.
He was so surprised when I called him one day, and I said, hey, yeah, I really love your movie, Bog. He's like, what are you talking about? That movie got finished?
According to Brown, Don Kiesler called cut on the final day of filming and had nothing to do with the final production of the movie. Brown says he wanted to host a screening in Rhinelander since the movie was never shown in theaters in Oneida County. He says it's not that it's the best, worst movie ever. It definitely isn't. But it's the first bad movie he ever saw, and that means something. Every time Brown watches a bad movie, and he watches a lot, he wants it to feel like the first time he watched Bog, and it never quite does.
I just have so many fond memories of just growing up, coming of age, and watching this movie. And there's just another thing about, like, the earnestness of it. It's just so, it's just, like, pure. You can tell the people that made it, they really set out to make a good little effective horror film here.
It's true. The makers of the film didn't set out to make something bad. John Kenneth Muir is a movie critic and author of several film reference books, including horror films of the 1970s.
Bog is sort of on the line there. It's in the line between so bad it's bad and so bad it's funny. I love to champion regional, you know, independent, low-budget filmmaking. At the same time, as a critic, I look at quality and I think, okay, it's not very good, but if you want to give an A for effort, you know they tried.
Muir says, in the end, the movie definitely isn't good. But it also isn't quite bad enough to become a cult classic like The Giant Spider Invasion, directed by Bill Verbaine in 1975 and shot in Gleason 3 years before Bog.
That film also had that sort of setup where you had the local people trying to figure out the nature of this monster.
Muir says to understand a horror film like Bog, you first need to understand the context of horror films in the 1970s. There were a lot of people trying to repeat the success of Jaws in 1975. Ultimately, though, there was a craftsmanship in movies like Jaws that Bog just didn't have.
Do you have any idea what you're implying?
Yes, I do. It wasn't a human being that took those lives.
While it may have been a poorly produced film, Ed Phoebus says whenever he watches Bog, it brings him right back to 1978.
At that time, it was called Idlewild Resort, and it's right on Birch Lake. There's some scenes filmed right around in one of the bays there. Lake Tomahawk's in it quite a bit. When I look at it, I'm like, oh, no.
Spoils their whole damn day.
The shot they do of going into Minocqua, I mean, that because it's a helicopter shot. They didn't have drones back then, so this is they had to get a helicopter up there, or even a plane to follow them. You know, chase this car through town and stuff, and it's just being 15 years old again. It was amazing.
Man, aside from the guy that owns this boat, this lake ain't seen action in years.
You can see Bog on the big screen this Saturday, August 18th at 5 p.m. at Roman Cinema in Rhinelander. Some fans of the movie will be dressed as their favorite characters, and the actor who played the lake monster will also be there. Tickets can be purchased online at bogmovie.com. This story was funded in part by a grant from the Wisconsin Humanities Council, with funds from the National Endowment for the Humanities and the state of Wisconsin. I'm Mackenzie Martin, and you're listening to WXPR News.